Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now, my next guest is a young Dublin mother who has been fighting cancer for the last 3 years. She very, very courageously allowed her journey and operation for breast cancer when she was just 30 years old be filmed in a documentary called, in the TV documentary, Inside James's. Now, sadly, that was not the end of the story. And as she goes through ongoing treatment, she's been advised to hope for the best but prepare for the worst. And she's with me now to share her story. Andrea Devine, you are welcome. Very welcome to Spirit Radio.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Yeah, you're so good, because I know you're undergoing treatment at the moment, Andrea. Andrea, you were first treated for breast cancer in 2017. How did this come about, and can you tell us a bit about how it came about and the genetic condition you were then advised that you had?
I was pregnant on my daughter at the time, and when I had my daughter in 2016, I discovered a lump in my right breast. I just put it down to being, you know, your milk stuff blocked up or something to do with pregnancy related. So I kind of just brushed off, and I didn't get looked at for a good over a year, I'd say. And I obviously knew then it wasn't going away. This lump was rock hard, wasn't sore anyway, but just was not going anywhere. So I went to my GP, and at the time she had examined me, and she said she was almost certain that I was a cyst. You know, reassured me, not to worry about. She said, but because your age, I was only 29, she said, because your age, it's going to be a waiting list. I was actually like 3 months to be seen in St. James's Breast Clinic.
Well, yeah. So it wasn't until when you were 30 that you were diagnosed and you went through this operation, which is documented in this TV documentary, which was just really just amazing to watch your. To watch you going through it, and even kind of your sense of humour with the doctors and things like that, you know, as you went through it, you know, when you talked to I think he was the plastic surgeon, and saying, "Have you had a good night's sleep?" You know, before the operation, you know, your concern for him, you know, and you know, it was an amazing thing, and just amazing and courageous of you to also be allowed for it to be shown as well. Now, sadly, that wasn't the end of things for you. I suppose you hoped at some stage to get an all clear, but things then cropped up a couple of years later.
The breast cancer that I had, I'd done 5 months of chemotherapy between July and to November of 2017. And then I got some lymph nodes taken out in November, which came back clear. So they said, no, I hadn't spread to any kind of other part. And then, obviously, with the BRCA gene, they asked me, you know, if I wanted to have the surgery. Whatever shadow of a doubt, I didn't even question it.
Yeah.
So I didn't even think about it, just take them away.
Because of this genetic predisposition.
Yeah.
Andrea, how did it feel to be undergoing treatment for cancer while caring for a young child?
It was very hard. Like, I feel like at the time when I was diagnosed, I was only 18 months old. I was obviously going through my treatment, going through the surgery, recovery and things like that. Like, I feel like I've lost out on a lot of time as well, you know, being sick.
Yeah.
So young.
And now, like, you have a secondary tumour.
A
brain tumour, and you're saying the third time round. And so your treatment has gone into a time now where our hospitals are affected by COVID-19.
Yeah.
Has that affected your treatment?
It has, because I was diagnosed in January of this year. And I was treated with radiation in February. This is from my second brain tumour, I think, or third. There's tons of them now, Damien. So I was due then to start. Because my cancer was secondary, my oncologist suggested that I start a chemotherapy tablet treatment as a preventative treatment to try to prevent brain tumours from coming back into my head. And I was due to start that in March.
Right when this hit.
Yeah, so when COVID came along then, the treatment was deferred for 6 weeks. So I didn't actually start till the 1st of May.
Yeah, wow.
So I don't know what happened in that time.
Yeah.
You know, because I was Diagnosed again in June.
Andrea, your friends have really got behind you,
yeah.
and they've put up a page on GoFundMe, which includes this documentary and also your written story, your blow by blow story, really honest and really open,
yeah.
of the past 3 years. And how does it feel for you to have that so many friends and now people who you don't even know who are getting behind you with this fundraiser to support you at this time?
I'm honestly totally and completely utterly blown away. I can't believe that so many people have done that for me. I've done the documentary to raise awareness for other women,
yeah.
or men, whatever. I've done it to raise awareness. I wasn't expecting anything back. And yeah. I can't thank people enough for what they're doing for me.
No. Yeah, and Andrea, like, you're clearly a fighter, and
yeah.
And you're an inspiration. And by sharing your story and putting it out there, I know you're such a support. And as you say, and raising awareness, and also supporting other people who maybe just aren't in the position, you know, or maybe similar situations to yourself, but yeah. aren't in the position to share their stories. What are your hopes for the future?
Well, I'm hoping. I started my radiation yesterday and it's from my whole head for 2.5 weeks. So they told me to prepare for the, obviously hope for the best, prepare for the worst. They said it's not going to, you know, it could happen suddenly, it could happen in a month's time, it could happen in a year. They said it's not going to be long anyway. They said, look, you get your head, your mind where it's meant to be and, you know, try and beat the odds here.
Yeah,
so that's exactly what I'm going to try and do.
And you're there also for...
I don't plan on leaving anytime soon.
What age is your daughter, Holly?
She's 4. She'll be 5 in January.
Yeah. Well, listen, Andrea, I'm just blown away by talking to you and by seeing your story, and I just really appreciate your openness to share your life. Yeah. You know, I know you're undergoing treatment at the moment, but to be open and sharing your life. Listen, I just thank you so much for sharing your story with us today, because it brings home the reality of the challenges facing so many cancer sufferers right across the country at the moment. Can I assure you that you, all your family, are in our prayers? And when I say our prayers, I mean the prayers of listeners in Spirit listeners to Spirit Radio, which are a family, you know, the Spirit Radio family.
Yeah.
So listen, God bless you, and you are very much in the prayers, Andrea.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye.
So that's Andrea Devine. And if you want, you can search Andrea Devine on GoFundMe and you can read Andrea's story as well as see the TV documentary she took part in back in 2017. What an amazing young woman Andrea is. The GoFundMe page is Andrea's Fight, and it's an initiative of Andrea's friends.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.